Welcome to a special WTCH presentation, State Assembly Race 2018. You decide. The views and opinions expressed on this program today are those of the host and those appearing on the show. They do not necessarily reflect the view and opinions of WTCH Radio. WTCH makes no representation of the accuracy, completeness, or validity of any information on this program. After this presentation, WTCH will make copies available at our website, tchdailynews.com. Enjoy this special programming, State Assembly Race 2018, You Decide, from WTCH Radio.
Good morning, I'm Doug Rogers on WTCH. Welcome to our special programming today, Election 2018, You Decide. Our studio guests this morning include Gary Tauchin, producer Kayla McKenzie, videographer John Kupski, and Chuck Dallas, who will be presenting our candidates with questions.
Thank you, Doug. Today we're visiting with incumbent Gary Tauchin. You'll have 25 minutes, Gary, to answer our main topical questions in the categories of health insurance, education, business, employment and agriculture, drugs, the environment, and roadways. We will allow for 95 seconds per question. After the last question, you'll be informed on whether or not you have additional time to revisit any of your answers. We'll then open the floor to anything else you'd like to add on your campaign, and you'll also have 4 minutes to talk about your campaign and 1 minute to close. So let me read a quick biography on Gary Tauchin. Gary Tauchin is a graduate of Bondwell High School in UW River Falls. He's a co-owner of a family-owned dairy farm near Bondwell. Gary is a member of the Shawano Area Chamber of Commerce, Shawano Rotary, Wisconsin Farm Bureau, Dairy Business Association, American Dairy Coalition, the Wisconsin Civil Air Patrol, and is part of the Republican Party for Shawano, Brown, Outagamie, and Wapaka counties. He also serves on the Shawano County's Emergency Management Committee, CHAT, which stands for Community Health Action Team, and is a board member for the Rural Health Initiative. Prior to representing us in the Wisconsin State Assembly, Gary was very involved in helping develop organizations that help transform the agricultural industry. He's a founding board member of the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Livestock Identification Consortium, and Cooperative Resources International. From 1999 through 2003, he served as an advisor to the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture and the World Trade Negotiators under two administrations. In 2006, Gary was elected to serve as this area's representative in the Wisconsin State Assembly. The 6th District includes most of Shawano County and parts of Outagamie, Wapaka, and Brown counties. Gary Tauchin serves on several legislative committees, chairman of the Small Business Development Committee, Vice Chair of State Affairs, Agriculture, Energy and Utilities, Family Law, International Affairs and Commerce, and the Tourism Committee. So welcome, Gary.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll start out. Our first topics will be on health insurance, Gary. And first question is, how do we approach health insurance affordability for Wisconsin residents who are small business owners or farmers and cannot get health insurance premium assistance through an employer?
Good question. I think first we'll talk about where we are. And as I said earlier, if people feel good, life is good. But if you're not and you're not healthy, life isn't a lot of fun. And in the state of Wisconsin, we're number one in healthcare quality. We're in the top four for critical access hospitals, which we have here with the ThetaCare facility. And we're number 12 in affordability. So we have a ways to, we want to keep improving, and we have some things we can do and have done that affect affordability in the state of Wisconsin. Last year, we had a 44% increase in premiums across the state. This year, the governor and the legislature passed legislation to create a health care stability plan. And we got a variance in July from the federal government. So what that plan will do is it's a reinsurance plan. It'll cover 50% of the cost for individuals up to $200 million. So it'll be between $50,000 and $250,000 that they'll be able to, for each individual case, get some compensation for. So that's going to make a huge difference, the healthcare stability plan. The other thing that happened with that is Molina, a company that provided healthcare services in the state of Wisconsin, left because of the Affordable Care Act requirements, and they came back.
Okay.
Because so we have more competition in the marketplace, and people will have more options in affordable care.
Okay, good, good. Maybe somewhat along that line there, how can we further build upon the idea and the rule of buying groups for health insurance? Meaning similar businesses buying groups together, buying insurance together, with the goal of lowering the premiums. If this doesn't prove successful, then how can a small business owner provide affordable insurance to their employees?
It's a really tough issue and a tough question, and I'm a free market guy, and I like the consumer-driven programs. We had Badger, prior to the Affordable Care Act going into effect, we had Badger Care Plus here in the state of Wisconsin, and we had HRSP, which was the high-risk population that had the ability to get insurance but had to pay more. The idea is to try to balance the risk. So if you're going to have groups, you have to have groups of healthy people and people who have high risk or have problems.
Sure.
In order to be able to balance it, because there has to be some profit in it for the companies. Otherwise, they won't be able to offer any insurance. So in the Rural Health Initiative, which I am involved with, we did a pilot for a health insurance company that was starting in Madison, Wisconsin, and we were hired to do healthcare assessments across the state, and we found the same thing here in the three counties we represent, Waupaca, Shawano, and Outagamie counties, that 58% of people have problems. They're either close to a stroke or a heart attack or have diabetes they don't know about. So 58% of people have problems, and what we need to do is get out in front of the problem. Wellness and prevention on the front end. Identify the problem, get the resources they need to be able to keep costs down and not go to a crisis situation where they end up in the emergency room.
Sure, yep. What approach can we take with insurers and hospitals to move towards affordable health care, Gary?
Yeah, that's a okay. So most of the change that's happened in the world has happened in the last 100 years. We had electricity in 1879, but it took till 1920 to get our cities lit. And most of the health care that has happened in the last 50 years. We have, I think we can remember when the first heart transplant took effect in South Africa. Dr. Bernard was the first person to do that. Senator Rob Cole's mother lived 24 years with a heart transplant.
Wow.
And now we have hip replacements and people with bad valves that can get fixed. So by golly gee, it takes, when you have that kind of technology, it's going to be more expensive. It's not the same kind of health care as we had when you and I were growing up.
Right.
Thank God we live now in the United States of America, in the state of Wisconsin, where we have number one quality care in the country. And it is affordable comparatively, but I'm sure we can do more, and we'll work on it. Foxconn, for instance, came into the state, and they've developed a relationship with Aurora Health, and they're looking at all the things that, collecting data on all the things that affect healthcare, diet, nutrition, medications, and all those things, so that they can come up with answers that will improve our health over time.
Okay,
good. Next question is, how do we find affordable health care for those with pre-existing conditions?
Well, we had the HRSP program that dealt with, that provided health care, but as I said, the companies are are interested in making a buck. And so if you're not going to include people that don't have problems, it's going to be a challenge. But that being said, in the assembly, we passed legislation at the end of session that would prevent insurance companies from charging for or not including pre-existing conditions. Okay. The governor is supportive of it. So I'm expecting early this session that we will pass something that will provide stability for pre-existing conditions.
Good, good. Last question under health insurance and health care. Can you talk on the cost of prescription drugs? Are all pharmacies obligated to disclose to their clients if there's a cheaper or generic option?
Well, this just came out this past week, so I'm going to talk about it, but I haven't really had time to look into it. But a lot of people assume that generics, if they use insurance, generics are cheaper drugs. And they get the best price, but that isn't always the case. There's a middleman involved with the pharmacies, from the drug companies, a middleman, and then the pharmacies. And it's called a pharmacy benefit manager, and they determine what patients pay. And the pharmacies have no control over copays, and sometimes you pay more using your insurance because of what they call a copay clawback. So there's three PPMs that control 80% of the prescription drug market, and they sometimes have a gag order that they can't talk to people about it. But and this needs to change. We need to do something. We don't have anything in the state of Wisconsin to prevent that from happening. But right now, what people can do is ask how much it'll cost if I don't use my insurance. If they ask that question, then the gag rule is not in effect. Uh-huh. So the question to ask is how much will it cost if I don't use my insurance? Then the companies can give you your options.
Okay.